Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
Oh my god, your voice is so deep, sir.
I just wanted to go.
You grew four extra balls
hard
from the last time I saw you.
I've been practicing baritone lately.
Really? You've been singing?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I like to hit all the range, all the octaves.
You doing a lot of doo-wop?
I'm like,
boom.
I've been singing classical.
You should do that. What do you mean classical?
Like operatic.
Operatic. Wow, he could barely say that.
I did say it. It's eight letters. It's not that hard.
Nah, but you're like, mate.
Rop-romatic.
Clerks 3 is... Oh, what's been going on with you, dude?
Hey, I got to talk to you about that.
What's up?
Once we get done with what's going on with me.
Okay, what's up?
Nothing.
And all right, so Clerks 3.
I beat Resident Evil 2.
How was that?
It's good if you really like everything about Resident Evil 2.
So if you're a big fan of the franchise,
yeah,
you...
the puzzles are identical. The fucking, like... small cachet of like space.
No, just cash, I found out.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
A small cash?
Mm-hmm.
Why would they put the E?
Yeah, it's French, but they say cash, and so does everyone. Even in Destiny, they're like, oh, check out the caches. And I was like, fuck, it's not a cachet. I've been saying cachet like an ass hay all of my life.
Oh, dude, we are a couple of ass A's for saying that. That was stupid.
It sounds like a fucking, like, a slur for, like, a Mexican. Hey, what's up, assé?
Cache, dude, sounds like that.
Cache sounds tighter. It sounds like you know what you're talking about. Instead of, like, oh, yeah, I picked up this cash. It's like, oh, how much money do you find in the parking lot?
No,
it's
no,
like,
no.
No, I found a loot box that I looted.
I have a cache of loot. What?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Yeah, just, you have money. I get it. Stop rubbing it in my face, okay? sure, I have to work.
I beat that. That was fun.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was not...
So is it just like the exact same game?
No, but it's like set in the same, it's a police station that's built into an old museum.
But it's Resident Evil 2.
Correct. So it has same characters, same flow of plot line, but like the exact layout is not the same because it's more advanced.
Because you said, I remember we talked about this earlier in the week, but fixed camera is gone.
Yeah, now it's over the shoulder.
Yeah.
Which is... like I said, it's a modern game. It feels awesome and looks fucking crazy good.
Do you ever call bras over the shoulder boulder holders?
No.
Okay.
Who did?
That was a name that we used to throw around a lot.
When?
I don't know. I think it was from a movie, but I can't remember what movie it was from. Over the shoulder boulder holders.
Who said it?
I don't know. Well, definitely me at one point because I just
probably from that classic movie with John Candy, Nothing But Trouble.
That could be it. So you recommend it?
Yeah, yeah. Just don't buy it.
Yeah, you rented it, right?
Yeah. I spent $6. It took me like 14 hours. It was
It's pretty
good.
Quick.
Yeah.
I kind of miss games that are like that long of an investment.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I just got through the story. Like that Spider-Man game, probably a solid like 25, which wasn't bad. But
no.
I mean, like when you get into the Arkham games too, if the game is like, this is the tightest thing ever, then yeah, I'll play it forever. Obviously, Destiny 2.
Yeah.
The tightest thing ever.
Yeah, obviously.
I got on last night and I joined this party and it said 25 hours and 46 minutes.
Perfect.
And I was like, are you guys okay?
Wow.
And they were like, oh, I was like, did I read 25 hours? You've been on for a day and an hour? What is happening? Have you seen the light of day?
We're in it.
I guess the kid passed out on mic and just kept the party going. That's what happened.
Cool.
Anyways, but yeah, I kind of missed the games that was just like a little time investment. Like the Star Foxes, you beat in a sitting.
Yeah, God of War was like that.
God of War 1 and 2, but the third one was fucking like, yeah, well, no, the fourth one.
You're talking about the new?
Yeah, the new one.
Yeah, the
God
new
of
one
War.
Was a fucking open world versus linear.
True, yeah.
Yeah.
But even the third one was like probably like, you're right, probably about 15, 20 hours. Captain Marvel 2 will officially be part of Marvel Phase 4. Are you excited for that? You saw Captain Marvel, right?
Yeah.
Are you excited for a second one?
No.
Okay.
I'm excited to see like what the Immortals are. That could be fun. But their lineup looks like B-movie bullshit.
How do you mean? I haven't seen the lineup, oddly enough.
Oh, God. Fucking first one's Black Widow. Then it goes to...
You think that's going to be a prequel?
I have no clue.
Because, spoilers, something happens in Endgame.
Yeah, prequel has to kind of be there, which, again, I don't think draws that well. And then the next one is Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
That's going to be cool because, well, all right. So, spoilers if you haven't seen Endgame. Falcon's going to be the new Captain America.
It might be his starting of it and Bucky teaching him some stuff, like
which
some S.H.I.E.L.D. play.
Yeah, I'm bummed because I thought Bucky was going to become Cap, but I'm so cool with... Falcon.
So they're putting them two together.
I dig that.
Then there's one that is are like direct to the Disney DX.
Yeah, there's the Loki show, and then there's the Vision and what's her name? Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, I forget what they call that one. One's like Wanda.
Yeah, that's the Wanda is the Scarlet Witch, but it's Vision and her, I guess.
And then there's
The Loki one, which I'm not sure how that's going to go either. Again, spoilers. Endgame, yeah. That dude got his neck broke.
Then there's
that might have been Infinity War,
Love and Thunder, which I do want to see. It sounds funny.
That sounds sick. Well, then they're making Guardians 4, and I heard it's going to be called As Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's funny.
That's sick because Thor's with them now.
Yeah,
it's tight.
That's his crew. And then the one that really was like, I was like, are you sure? Is
oh, weird. Valkyrie will be the MCU's first openly LGBTQ hero in Thor Love and Thunder.
Good for her.
Right on.
Badass Valkyrie getting drunk, partying.
Yeah, do you think they're going to show her like just slamming vagina?
Oh, yeah, just muffin bush, yeah.
Disney's like, you wanted it? Here we go. Scissor.
Nebula, come here.
Yeah, you get your robot puss out and fucking start slamming it against that
be
one.
A waste of parts. If I didn't put one on. that's deep right there.
Robot puss. anyways, what were you saying?
I was saying, first rudely interrupted, is there's a... Doctor Strange Madness in the Multiverse horror movie.
I just saw that. Wow, were we reading?
I think it's probably hearing what I'm saying.
Okay, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is the MCU's first full-on horror movie.
I told you.
Which is kind of like what DC was doing with the trench. Remember that fucking rad shot in Aquaman where he's swimming up in that the trench is those all those little like buggy crustacean looking things. They're trying to make that like James Wu. Or Juan?
James Wan.
Juan, I think he's like
a horror director.
Exec producing it. Yeah, he did Saw, right?
He did a bunch of stuff and Tokyo Drifts.
Yeah, but he did, I think Saw was like his big breakout.
I think so.
If I'm not mistaken, I probably am. Why do you do this podcast? God, you're the worst.
Robot pussy.
Yeah, that's why. For gems like that. Too bad I can't name the episode.
I know.
Because I'll definitely spell like robot puss. And I'll be like, what? I'm like, he can't even. So dumb. He'll never do anything. yeah, that's kind of cool, though. I kind of like that would be a neat thing for him to do.
He just
like
goes
Dr.
crazy.
Strange. Well, not only that, like, it's all like spirits and all that stuff. So it can definitely be scary, but it's nice to see. That kind of character put into that type of movie. I think that that's what we're going to start seeing is because Captain Marvel and like Ant-Man and all that stuff, they're like, all right, cool. It's another Iron Man, but about a character that I don't really give a fuck about.
Yeah.
So they need to start making genre-specific movies with these characters, and I think that that's a good one.
Yeah.
Like a horror, and then like, obviously they're all action right now.
Badass Thor.
Hopefully they don't do like a fucking, well, I guess they're like sci-fi action, so what other fucking genres are there, honestly? Yeah. Comedy?
I mean, there's nothing else fucking, I watch.
They'll have ha-has in them. Marvel's making Blade because of, I cannot say that dude's name, says Kevin Feige, but it's the dude that, from Green Book.
Yeah, and,
He was in fucking House of Cards
House
as well.
House of Cards,
he was
that's
whip.
Like the... Oh, yeah, he did become Whip, didn't he? After he was a lobbyist.
God, he was so good. I like that dude a lot. He's awesome. And if he's going to be Blade.
He'd be a great Blade.
Oh, he's fucking perfect.
He's very fucking, like, badass young looking Blade.
I'm trying to think if there's another movie that he was in that I just watched. Was it Place Beyond the Pines? Was he the fucking dad?
Oh,
I'm almost positive that he's the dad of Ryan Gosling's son. Like, he comes into the family with the chick.
Oh.
And then he's the one that, like, gets fucking... the shit kicked out of him when he's trying to put that crib together. God, that movie's so rad.
He's a good actor.
He's really good. And then that movie, like, he was able to play like the kind of like, dude, like, just fuck off and leave my life kind of guy, not like the badass or anything like that. It was it seems like he's got a lot of range. And Green Book, I mean, I think he got nominated or won.
Oh yeah, they were doing all kinds of awards.
The Lion King roars with record breaking 185 million opening weekend.
Good for them.
Is it weird that like I haven't seen Spider-Man, I haven't seen fucking Lion King, I haven't seen Toy Story 4? Like, these movies just don't exist to me. I'm just like, they'll come out someday.
I'll see it eventually because
I want to see Homecoming.
Do you though? I mean,
is that no Far From Home? I've seen Homecoming. I own Homecoming. I want to see Far From Home, but like, yeah, I do.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, I love him.
I do too.
He's great.
He's incredible.
And I think him is, and Mysterio is such a neat fucking villain.
I haven't heard a lot of buzz about it though.
That's what I kind of like. Everyone's kind of like, just shut the fuck up about the Marvel movies. They're going to keep rolling out. Dude, hold on. Let me see how much money
it's
going
to do fine.
No, I think it's like almost at $1 billion already, which is weird because you're like, wait, how have I not? Like, now movies that do $1 billion, like, you're like, this, I haven't even heard people be like, amazing, I've been waiting for this for so long. They're
we
like,
don't
no,
talk to anyone.
We went and saw, that is way
bingo.
True. Box office mojo.
I don't have 10 friends to go, bro, have you done this yet? I'm like, oh, I don't care.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't have social media, so that's probably another thing. Let's see. Spider-Man Far From Home. You see any other cool news?
Fart from home.
$970 million already.
Good for
that's it. That's worldwide.
Well, you go and give your 10 bucks.
And then it'll be a billion.
Bingo.
Bango bungo. Any other cool
I
news?
I heard that Endgame beat...
Avatar?
Avatar.
Good for them.
Good for them. And also, I saw the Watchmen trailer.
Yeah. What'd you think?
It looks so dope.
I was about to say, I was like, too bad you fucking went behind my back and got HBO. We could watch it together.
Not really behind your back at all, for sure. Just wanted to be able
break
to watch
my fucking
stuff on HBO.
Little heart.
Oh my God, Game of Thrones was over. Loser.
Yeah, I cannot wait for this. I think it's going to be awesome. And I know that fucking, oh God, I can't remember his name. Alan Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't give a fuck about them. They're like, he's like, when they did before Watchmen, he was like, fuck you. When they did the Watchmen movie, he literally ripped the check up and was like, go fuck yourself. So this one, they were probably like, let's not even bother him.
Let's just wing it.
He's just so, he has a beard and long hair. Probably lives in like some type of like hobbit type hut.
Yeah.
God, that dude's prolific though.
Like with like sentry shotguns.
I really wish that you would read Swamp Thing because it's fucking
that has nothing to do with anything.
It's Alan Moore.
Who cares?
Have you read Watchmen?
No, it's boring.
I think you would be very bored by it, but like, yeah, you can literally watch the movie and turn the page panel for panel, shot for shot, until the end.
Till the end, yeah. Then
which
you get
the
big vagina monster. Yeah.
Ooh, the brain vagina, the cool thing that's like just beaming fucking like the Holocaust into people's brains and like all this horrific shit. That's so wild.
Bad stuff.
The Simpsons movie 2 will happen at Disney's, says creator Matt Groening.
Matt Groening needs to retire and put them to
bed,
too.
Did you like
too.
The Simpsons movie?
No. I didn't like The Simpsons that much.
Really?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I know.
I hate everything.
I mean, everything that's, like, not fun. Well, they're okay.
The Simpsons is good.
They have, what, 49 seasons? I probably liked the first 4 seasons. Then I found out about Ren and Stimpy.
Okay.
And was, like, way better. Batman Beyond, sold.
Whoa, X-Men confirmed for the MCU at San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw a trailer. I saw Jay and Silent Bob fucking reboot.
Yeah. What the fuck's up with Jay's brand new mouth of teeth?
Dude. Oh, yeah.
Holy dog shit.
Yeah, he got his teeth done a long time ago.
That was, it was shocking to me. I was just like, mother of fucking pearls, literally.
Yeah, they like perfect mouth now.
It's just a strange
and then the
jawline.
Kevin Smith's like fucking like just thin as all.
Oh, just wrinkling out of his own skin.
Yeah.
just,
but
he has his beard come down to where like the turkey gobble is.
Yeah,
yeah.
For sure. Yeah, he's like, I take off my shirt and I look like I'm melting. Like,
it's not easy.
He's like,
yeah.
It's not like I lost weight and look like fucking Brad Pitt. He's like, I weigh about as much as him now, but like I have a lot of extra skin. I was fat forever. but that's really neat. Oh, yeah, that trailer. If you haven't seen it, Jay and Silent Bob reboot, check it out. If you're a fan of that franchise and you're a fan of, especially Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, but like the whole View Askew universe is in this movie and it looks fucking awesome. I'm so stoked on it.
Yeah, it'll be exactly what you do. It's all fan service.
That's all it's gonna be, and I'm fucking hyped
because he was like against that bullshit for a long time.
What do you mean?
Like, he's like, well, Jay and Silent Bob are done. I made the big movie for them.
Yeah,
and people
were
like, please God,
in,
more
in the oh God, An Evening with Kevin Smith. They were like, so are you going to ever make a Blunt Man and Chronic movie? He's like, we did that. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back?
We fought Luke Skywalker.
We built a cave.
They literally smoked bong sabers.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want?
Yeah, he's like, I did that already. What do you mean? Didn't
they wore the costumes?
Yeah, we already rehashed this. But yeah, I'm stoked on it. It looks fucking awesome. And that part with Jason Biggs.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, what, they're
fucking Smith?
Yeah, he's like, what, they're redoing fucking Jay and Silent Bob, that piece of shit? What, who's directing? Let me guess, Kevin fucking Smith? It's so cool that he can, like, poke fun at himself. Yeah. But, all right, so the Clerks 3 thing, you said, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay, fucking talk about it.
I think that's a mistake if he's bringing back those people.
Well, I don't think he's going to bring back Randall because I don't think that, hold on a second.
I mean, just... they weren't really actors. It was him finding friends to help him make a project.
You didn't like Clerks 2?
Oh, Clerks 2 was pretty good, and he brought back the ones that were almost, like, usable.
Okay.
Dante and Randall.
Yeah.
And that's about all he had from the original movie, other than little cameos, like...
Sure, yeah, but I mean...
Fucking
those...
tell him so you did, like, little stuff, but not, yeah, like, I want to bring back the main girl again. I want to bring back, like, our concept at the Clerks drive-thru, or stop-and-go. Like, I don't know. It just seems like quick stop. He also, like, concluded that motherfucker. Like, Dante was about to get married to his wife.
Right.
And then he falls for, you know, what's her face. And well, that seems like that was like, unless they're getting Rosario Dawson to come back with Dante.
I'm sure they, it seems like him and Rosario Dawson have a pretty good relationship. But it also, when he wrote Clerks 3, he was like, okay, so I wrote a movie about my 20s. That was Clerks 1.
Yeah.
I wrote a movie about like my 30s or 40s, Clerks 2. And now going into like his 50s, no, his 20s, 30s, and then 40s now. So he wrote it, and then fucking Randall was basically like, nah.
Yeah.
Jeff something or other. I can't remember
his
name.
He just didn't want to take any more shit in the mouth.
Not even that. Fucking, it was the fact that, like, he didn't get paid for Clerks 2. The Weinstein Company was just kind of like, yeah, you didn't make enough money back. And they're like, excuse me? And then, like, they had to go to court and they had to fight it and they got paid. And he was like, Jeff Anderson.
Damn.
He was like, I don't want to fuck with it anymore because, like, it's just not worth my time. He's like, I live on a fucking, in, he lives in a retirement community on top of a mountain, drives golf carts around. Like, he legit, like, that's just him. Like, he's just, like, MIA. Cell phones don't work up there. Like, he just doesn't want to fuck with people.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what's going to become of me.
But what I'm wondering is if he was very vocal that, like, he's like, well, one of the main people that's not Dante doesn't want to do the movie. So you're like, okay, it's probably fucking Jeff Anderson because they've talked about this before. Because
yeah.
Jeff was like, I'll do Clerks 2 if you can resolve, or Clerks 3 if you can resolve Clerks 2. And he did, and then he was like, I didn't think you were going to be able to.
That's
just
shocking.
I
no.
just didn't want to do this, and I thought I'd maybe set a bar, be a good friend. But yeah, I'm kind of wondering if he doesn't bring back Jeff Anderson, if he will go through it. Does he kill Randall off?
Yeah, I mean, kill him off in the first 5 minutes.
And not even have him in the movie, just be yeah, like, just, oh my God, like, can reading you believe a Randall died?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or they're at his funeral, the casket falls
over.
Yeah, and
he's like,
shit.
I'm not even supposed to be here today at a funeral.
This is his quote. When I wrote Clerks 3, I wrote it during a weirder, darker point in my life, and it's kind of like the King Lear of our movies. I'm not sure what that means. I love it. It's one of my favorite scripts, but it's dark. It's bleak, and it's not what Dante and Randall deserve, so he does mention Randall. We're never going to make that version of Clerks 3, but I'm going to write a different Clerks 3, and we're going to make the fucking film, I promise. And in a world where we got to bring Ben Affleck back, I'll be able to bring Jeff Anderson back.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, because...
So
him and Ben didn't talk for a long time, but he's now in the reboot.
Yeah, and fucking Ben tweeted it, and he was like, oh, well, no, I don't think he is.
You see a pic of him.
A picture?
Yeah, you know what I mean, like a click of him in the preview.
Because he tweeted that, and like he was like he wrote Snoochie Boochies, and it was the trailer.
Yeah.
And like Kevin Smith was like, holy shit, because he was like, I thought he hated me.
I thought he was in it, and that was like an article I read was like,
I don't think
he got Affleck back.
Oh, well, I guess so, and that's probably what he was referring to.
I mean,
there.
Gardner's far gone.
Yeah, she did not like him. And that was because of fucking, oh, God. What was that movie, Catch and Release? Yeah, she was like, I do not like your fucking humor, guy.
Like, you are a caustic piece of shit.
Yeah, holy shit. My husband will never see you again.
Hey, you want to smoke weed? I'm wearing jorts in your
That's
house.
Not even when he was smoking weed.
Oh, so it was just his
that was
vulgarity.
Just, yeah, exactly. Yeah, she was not into that.
Well, she was like, you know, like,
and him, and
I'm
Timothy
making
Oliphant,
soy
like,
oatmeal for babies.
And Timothy Oliphant, like, threatened to hit him with a chair or something.
It's awesome. Timothy Oliphant's badass.
Yeah, that dude's, like, I think
I
he was just like,
with him.
Hey, can you please shut the fuck up? Like, and he was like, Silent Bill, be fucking silent.
Gotta go.
All right, so I think that was all
That's
the news
it.
To print.
Brilliant.
Oh, and then we chatted about for a second, then I went into the Clerks thing. The fucking Fantastic Four reboot confirmed for MCU Phase 4. That's good. And then the X-Men confirmed for the MCU at San Diego Comic-Con. How do you feel about that? That's tight. The whole Marvel Universe is in there now, except for like Hellboy and...
They're bringing Blade, which is good.
Into the MCU. That is wild.
That's
Could you imagine
a, that's
like
a raw one, man? That's like their. That's like
when Phase 8 happens and like they're having their next like Galactus.
I feel like
I'm assuming is going to be the next big bad that's
and a
coming.
Half vampires there fighting with him.
Yeah, just like Blade and Whistler, fucking shit up. Hopefully Pearl's there.
Ah, my skin.
Now, do you think they're going to like try to remake the first Blade like fucking techno?
No, I don't think
blood.
So at all.
Rated R.
No, I could see it being fucking miles away
was
from
that
the first
Fox?
One. Oh, I don't know.
I think it was. I think Blade was Fox and Daredevil and what's that? Deadpool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fox don't mind making rated R shit.
But Disney owns Fox now.
Exactly.
That's why they
So that should be their rated R guy because Logan ain't making more movies.
Exactly. And fuck, what was I about to say? It's kind of like Dimension and the Weinstein Company. Yeah. Dimension was like the horror bullshit screams and like all
dude,
that shit.
Dude, that was badass back in the day.
Dimension was sick. When you saw that pop up, you're like, I'm fucking down and in. Oh, New Line Cinema, I guess, fucking did Blade? I remember the fucking like little, you know, it has
The little film thing to the angle. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Probably
45 degree angle on the...
All right, dude. Well, let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. Yeah. I didn't watch any of the movies that you told me to, other than the movies.
I don't care. I never said, like, get them done.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just letting you know, none of those are on the list.
I saw Midsommar.
Oh, you just fucking take over the show,
first
I guess.
First one for me.
Yeah. And?
Dude.
Sorry, I keep playing footsie with you.
I'm so into Nordic runes and satanic rituals and... evil fucking drugs.
Because you got out of the theater basically and called me and was like, yeah, you don't need to see it.
No, no one needs to see that in the theater because we have
tight
high quality TVs that will showcase the fucking unreal cinematography.
Well, I'll say this. See, that sounds like something that you should see in a theater then.
It's beautiful, but I felt like it would look a little better on my TV at home. I could be closer to it because a lot of them are atmospheric shots. Mm. And in the theater, I feel like you miss certain corners when you're looking for... because there's a lot going on. Like, so there will be a point of focus, which would be, say, a person walking like away from the camera towards like a yellow triangle building in the back. Mm-hmm. But then as it pans out, it'll be like a 25, 30 second shot and it'll pan out and up. Mm-hmm. And so you're still watching the person. But if you don't have eyes on either side, you don't notice that like, there's someone behind a building over here, like looking like they're butchering something in the corner. And over here, someone's like burning an effigy of some sort. And you're like, oh. In the theater, it's a little
hard to decipher.
As opposed to like, on our screens, I think it'll look a little doper. You can kind of really focus on.
Well, you can see the whole picture easier. You don't have to like move your neck and shit.
And that's how it is. Like, well, there are walking shots with so much going on in the background that's like eerie.
Do you wish that you saw Hereditary in theaters?
No, I didn't need to.
See, like, I was super stoked that I saw that in theaters.
I don't think I needed
to. Same thing with, like, A Quiet Place. Like, I would really enjoy that in theaters, the experience.
That one probably, sound-wise...
Well, what was wild is that, like, I thought it was going to get ruined by the audience.
Because farts and burps and
just
chips
people fucking
and,
talking. Yeah, and popcorn. Oh, my God. Just people eating. My fucking nightmare. And...
Quiet part...
Oh, I cannot stand the smacking of lips. Like, even fucking kissing in movies, I'm like, gross. Stop it.
Get off each other.
Oh, my God. Can we fade
to
black?
Do you ever get grossed out if you're kissing? Like,
no,
Josie, give her a kiss?
And I don't get grossed out if I'm eating.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can handle. Because
you'll eat a hamburger helper like a hard fucking piece
chomp,
of shit.
Chomp on that, yeah.
I'm like, Paul, breathe.
Yeah,
breathe
like,
through the nose.
Are you sucking dick?
I just had to get a napkin and you're done.
No, I just ate a whole fucking skillet of hamburger helper to myself.
Goddamn right.
I'm going to go to bed for a day.
It was slow burn.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. Well, Hereditary kind of was too.
There are parts of it that I felt were like giving exposition towards something and like cluing towards stuff.
And then not resolving that.
Doing nothing with it. Okay. And I go, what about the tight shit over there?
Yeah.
And it's not like, oh, and this person will probably like sneak away and be back later. It's like, nope, everything's pretty fucked. Like, what the fuck was that about?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
That kind of sucks. I hate when they like do like an open-ended topic of a movie when you're like, oh, I cannot wait till they explain that. They're like, we won't.
It will be vague forever.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, why?
I don't know. Look on the internet. Maybe the director says something.
It was extra weird too because there was someone who was like an anthropology major who is explaining a lot of the lore of the village in Sweden to you. So you're like, oh, that's the name of this ritual that came from Old Nordics. Like, oh, that's what those runes are on that thing. He was already explaining shit, but then they would say something and he would go, oh my God. And they'd be like, what is that? He's like, I can't tell you now, man. Let's go over here.
And then they never
tell
you. And
like, you stupid idiots. Like,
that's weird.
Yeah. And now that being said, there are some of the most jarring scenes in a film. So much cock and balls.
Yeah.
So much old titty.
Yeah.
Wild old titty. and cock and balls.
That's like a new like artsy thing for movies is just to show dicks.
I mean, dude, just straight jogging in broad sunlight.
Yeah.
Into the camera. I'm like, hoo-ee.
It's like that. Like,
I feel like I can reach out and grab it.
It's artistic because we're showing the human form. I'm like, I don't need to see the cock and balls. I have.
And it's broad daylight.
Yeah. It's a full shot. They really white balanced it well, didn't they?
Oh, he almost tripped and fell there. That was a fun move.
Yeah, that thing just slapped his belly.
There were parts where I was like, whoa, all right.
That's probably why you're like, you don't need to see this in theaters.
I give it like a, you get too hard.
Yeah, I would.
I give it like an 8. I mean, there were parts that jarred me, like in
what
terms
did you
of,
give Hereditary, like a 9 or a 10?
Oh, like a 9.5, yeah.
Yeah, okay, right on. So it's not as good as Hereditary, but because like Jordan Peele said that it was like the scariest movie ever made.
It's a horrifying concept,
uh-huh.
As if like something that's never going to change.
Did it sit with you?
Yeah, like there is like a culture thing. Like the whole ride home, I was just like, what the fuck?
So many dicks.
So, the cocks are so runic.
Good lord.
Painting runes on
never
dicks.
Never seen so many penises well, in like, my life.
It was about an abandoned culture who people just didn't know still kind of did this shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where elders at a certain age would just kill themselves.
Right, right.
Out
right.
of respect for the gods. Like that was not a...
Stop explaining it to me because I want to go in pretty like...
It's a very small thing.
I know, but like I want to soak it all in. Those little details sometimes make the movie for me.
Oh, totally.
But what I'm saying is that like, did it sit with you like... I don't know if Hereditary did that to you, but I thought about Hereditary. I still do to this
no,
day.
No, Hereditary sat with me more.
Okay.
This one... aesthetically sits with me probably more.
It's pretty. Well, yeah, that makes
it's
sense.
Very pretty.
Yeah,
it's silly pretty.
Yeah. All right, cool, man.
Also
check it out.
Did not care for the main actress. Ooh.
That's
I
a bummer.
I did not care if she lived or died.
That's a bummer because
weird.
Like Hereditary, all the actors
yeah.
were like, you were like, I enjoy every storyline they're doing. Did you know that kid, the boy in the movie,
mm-hmm.
he was from Jumanji? He was the nerd at the beginning.
Oh, that plays
Isn't
the rock
wild?
Plays him, yeah.
Isn't that fucking weird?
That is funny.
Yeah.
With his little curly hair, yeah.
I watched Brightburn.
Oh, yeah, Brightburn.
720p. Got an Amazon Fire Stick, and that was the only rip that we could find. But, dude, that movie got shit on, and it is predictable, but it does what you want it to do.
Evil Superman?
But, like, in the ways, and there is straight up some fucked up gore. There's some scenes in it. I was like, oh my god, this feels like Eli Roth.
Should I see it?
Yeah, I think you would love it. It's such a neat take, and like I said, like it's definitely predictable.
Yeah,
but it's a blast. I give it like an 8.5.
Okay, cool.
I loved it, and it was Brian Gunn, James Gunn's brother, I think.
Oh,
and I think James Gunn exec produced or something like that. It's shot fucking incredibly. Everything that, there's a couple moments of like, why the fuck would this person do that? Like that sort of thing in a horror movie, where like, why wouldn't you just do this now? But like, the way that the movie goes is just insane. It reminded me a lot of Irredeemable, which is a fucking fantastic comic book. Again, something I'd love for you to read, but I know you never will.
Bingo.
but yeah, it has that same type of feel of like the kid. Like a fucking, if Superman was bad. And obviously you got that from the trailer anyways. But
I sure did.
It's fucking sick. And there's a lot of just rad moments in it where you're like, oh my god, that's this thing. And you're like, and you, the parallels to it and everything.
Super powerful dude.
Yeah. And the way that it goes about it, like, dude, there's just really fucked up shit in it.
Cool.
And good. Like the little kid is a fucking bastard. Like, oh my, he's evil. Like good son evil. Like,
yeah.
Like sociopathic.
Yeah. Like, so you don't have any like sadness towards him.
You're like, this is fucking, I hope he dies. Like,
cool, yeah, good.
He's not good to have around. Like, there's a one moment where he's like, I've just found out that I'm superior. And she's like, to like a guidance counselor. And the guidance counselor's like, I have to talk to the sheriff. You can't, I have to be truthful with him. Like, you, like, she didn't say this, but like, you sound like a sociopath. Like, you have no remorse for what you're doing.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, and he's just like, all right. He's like, it wouldn't be good for you to talk to him. You know that, right? Or your family.
I would stop.
Yeah, or me, or my family, or you especially. It wouldn't be good for you. And you're just like, ah, the little kid's awesome. And the fucking, the dude from The Office that was Pam's original husband.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bigger
guy.
Yeah,
and Elizabeth Banks. Yeah, they're fucking killing it. It's really good. I really enjoyed it.
All right.
I think that comes out.
I do want to see that.
Next week, I think on DVD.
Sold.
Yeah. Definitely check it out. We'll see you.
Lego Movie 2.
Everything is awesome. Did it give you the same type of fucking feeling as Lego Movie 1? Because I heard that that's what it lacked.
Not as good as songs.
Okay.
There is another song that's supposed to be like that, and it's not as good.
It's kind of lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
Everyone said that it felt like the second part to that movie.
It did. And
want more?
Make the predictable jokes of oh, let's make a different iteration of that song, like a sad version, like
I understand.
Everything is awesome.
Oh, it sounds like fucking Depeche Mode.
Yeah, and I get it. It's a Sonic Youth cover of Everything is Awesome.
Yeah.
But it was the atmosphere. It took a weird turn to this whole different fucking place that just wasn't it's like them being taken out of their little realms.
Oh, okay.
And sent to a whole nother playground of different types of toys, kind of. Mm-hmm. And you're like, where in the fuck? Okay, so none of the physics really work. This and
it's almost like kind of how Toy Story 3 felt.
I was going to say, these are going in the way of Toy Stories. And then there's going to be the third one where it's like the children's interest is the death of all of them because the kids keep building.
Right.
New stuff for them.
And they're imagining.
Yeah.
And then once they go to high school.
Oh, here's Princess Mountain. Oh my God, here's the new spaceship we've been talking about because the kid builds a spaceship.
I kind of want to watch it. What was it on?
I rented it.
Wow.
Yeah. Courtney wanted to see it, so I was like, I'll go rent it.
Jiminy Christmas, my
guy. Yeah, $2.99, baby.
What the fuck did I just rent and Josie and I watched?
He didn't offer it to me, man.
No, I actually thought about it, too, to offer it to you, because I was like, he'd probably like this. Fuck, what was it? What do you give Lego Movie 2?
7.5. It's still funny. Batman's fucking hilarious.
Is it Will Arnett still?
Yeah. The main bad guy is a girl, and she's not bad. She's not bad in the... It's a different type of bad guy. And so, there's funny-ass parts. There are, doppelgangers, other Legos that look like them. That's funny shit. Oh, you're the same... Sprue is me. What are you doing up there? We have very similar faces, but I'm me. And they're like,
whoa. Is Chris Pratt in it?
Yeah.
Tight.
Everyone is still the voice.
Yeah.
And Lonely Island Club.
I'm sorry, what did you give it?
Oh, 7.5.
That's still pretty high.
It's fun.
Okay.
It's not without its aesthetic appeal, and it's got laughs, but just not as many, and it's not as original.
Oh, all right. Yeah,
how they did the fucking play on words for things from Earth?
Yeah.
The glue, they call it something silly and
yes,
awesome.
Yeah, yeah,
there's
yeah.
not as much of that creative shit.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say, because they introduced a world and they fucking made it so amazing. It kind of feels probably how Sorcerer's Stone and then Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah.
Because you're the world is already there. I already know all the magical shit. Now we're just going through these little kid stories. Pet Cemetery is what we rented.
Oh, okay.
I texted her. She never texted me back, of course. but yeah, so Pet Cemetery. I don't remember the original movie all that well.
I thought it was...
In the beginning, and Josie's like, this is
different.
It's
about a family.
This is different. Yes.
It's about a family and a pet.
Yes.
I want to say...
And a cemetery.
Cat?
Yeah. Church.
Rare. I hear rare in my
head.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Meow?
I'm channeling a meow.
Feel claws.
I feel a...
Digging into my...
Hairball in my throat. Was it a cat? Did they have a cat?
Did they go... when they had the hairball.
So John Lithgow is the fucking the
patriarch.
The old guy that knows the
the loon.
Yeah, the loony dude, yeah. And there's some really creepy parts, and they do a twist to it if you remember the original. The one part that I do remember, they were we're changing this, and I was oh, right on.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it, and I think if you didn't see the original or don't remember it well or have an affinity for it.
Don't remember it well.
Then I think you'll enjoy the movie. There is some cheese to it, definitely. But there's some moments
scare
where I was
you a little bit.
Jesus, it has so many fucking jump scares.
Well, then why did you offer it to me?
I didn't.
You said you think I would really like it.
Oh no, I was like Tony.
No,
probably
I'm saying,
wants
why
to...
would you tell me I should watch this then? Because I hate scares. They're cheap as fuck.
Well, but it does jump scares in a way of I don't know. There's some good ones.
Yeah,
there's some creepy fucking shit.
I just played Resident Evil. I've had enough of it.
Yeah.
Shit stressed me out.
I don't know, man. I think that you wouldn't mind Pet Sematary. I think all that right. you like. I think I'll give it like a seven.
I
like
probably rent it.
The actor, the dad that's in the movie. I can't remember his name, but he was in Terminator Genesis. He played John Connor, like old.
Oh, yep, that guy.
Yeah, exactly. He's in a ton of shit, but like never is in a ton of shit. That Does
actor's
that make sense?
Actor.
Yeah. He's good in it though. He's really good. And the, like I said, the movie definitely has like a really cool feeling to it. And the cemetery looks tight as fuck.
Cool.
And there's kind of like a lore behind it that I don't know if they explained in the original. Like I said, I don't remember the original at all.
I don't either.
Because Josie's like explaining it. I'm like, can we just, we'll watch the original after
pause
this.
It. Pause yeah. it. That's different. You're like, I don't care though.
Yeah, it's like watching a war movie with John. Oh, the flag doesn't blow that way on the sleeve. I'm like, oh, I don't give a fuck, dude. I just want to watch Three Kings. Please.
There's two pieces of Velcro on that badge.
Yeah, please stop. What else did you see?
I also saw Oats, Volume 1.
Ah, yeah, you were just trying to make me watch this.
On Amazon, it is a collection of short films and commercials from Neil Bromkamp's effects studio.
Yeah.
Called Oats Studios.
And Neil Bromkamp, for the people not familiar.
District 9, Elysium, Chappie, fucking...
Those are the three. That's all.
Those are the fucking... If that's your three, that's incredible for a sci-fi director to have on their belt.
Elysium, I actually had a lot more affinity for the second time around.
Dude, what's his name? Sholto Copley is so fucking dope in that.
He's neat that he only does that dude's movies.
That's, honestly, he's like, I'm hiring you again. How many characters? 14.
Yeah, this round 14, bud.
Yeah, fucking Hardcore Henry.
That was incredible. That wasn't him, though.
No,
you're right.
But it was, like, that actor. Doing...
Yeah, he was way good in Hardcore Henry. That was such a neat, like, tour de force for that dude.
Yeah. Oates is fucking genuinely... a mind-bogglingly good sci-fi.
Yeah.
There's one called Fireteam, one called Zygote, and
oh,
one called
about Destiny?
Rika.
Fireteam?
No, it's about like Vietnam, like these dudes in Vietnam who find this like Dr. Manhattan in the jungle.
Wow. And, like, how long is this thing?
It's an hour and a half altogether.
But it's anthology.
About
how long?
25 for Fireteam, 25 for Rika, and 25 for Zygote. And then in between are like 2 or 3 minute like summer commercials. One of them's like,
are they fake commercials?
Well, it's ones they made, yeah,
like futuristic commercials.
Yeah, it's
that's
like,
cool as
it's
fuck.
Him selling like a fucking a cutter, but he's like welcome to Bob's, you know.
I feel like I've seen that.
And he cuts his fucking hand off with this chopper thing.
Yeah.
That's one of his commercials.
What the fuck was that on?
I mean,
I don't know. Anyways, but that is really cool. Oats, Volume 1.
Oats, Volume 1. And I showed it Corey, my dude from Apple,
sure,
that listens and like comments to me every week. He was watching it because I told him, and he's like, oh my fucking God, where the fuck has this been? I'm like, you're welcome.
Yeah, don't you worry.
And I'm serious. Firebase is fucking genuinely creepy because they call
him
Fireteam. Sorry, no, Firebase.
Okay, you're wrong.
Yep. it's about this. They call him the River God because he's like a Vietnamese god.
Yeah.
Who just walks onto the battlefield and eviscerates people. But like at times,
the exact thing that Dr. Manhattan did in Watchmen.
People see him as different things though.
Sure.
Like, so they see him as like this fucking giant, like inside out boar. Or they'll see him as like completely transparent except veins.
And the CGI, I assume, is just out of this world.
It's out of this world for the fact that it's completely self-funded. It's fucking unreal.
That's so cool. Was this, wait, it's not Amazon Studios?
No, this is all his shit. He put it on YouTube for free. I've watched this stuff 2 years ago.
That's what, okay, right on. That's how I saw that commercial, because that, okay, that makes sense. But now it's on fucking Amazon.
Yeah, now you can get it all. And it's weird, though. There are CGI ones that aren't on there. They're called Adam. It's like part 1, 2, and 3 of Adam, and it's about this fucking robot who goes out into the desert. Mm. And for some reason, those aren't on there, but those are totally his
as well.
But, dude, there's one that's like ancient fucking medieval soldier. Oh, my God. So baller, dude. Zygote's got, what's her face in it?
Ooh, I know her.
You know.
I don't.
Perfect. The dumb little girl from Man on Fire.
Oh, Dakota Fanning.
Yeah.
Dumb and, little girl from Man on Fire.
Dumb little fucking,
fucking Quincy Bear. You know her. Quincy, whatever the fuck
Cootsie
his name
Bear. Cootsy Bear. Cocky Bear.
You got cocks on the brain from seeing that fucking Midsummer.
Dongs, dude. and who else is in? Oh, Sigourney Weaver's in the first one.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow, right on. I'll have to check that out. It was called Oats Volume 1.
Yeah.
I'll add it to the fucking massive list that you've been
fuck
watching.
Yeah. That's the only one I think I know you'll love.
Okay, right on. I saw.
So put an eggplant next to it.
Gotcha. For the dong. I watched half of Hellboy.
Oh, good for you.
The new one.
Yeah.
And, dude, it sucks because Ian McShane is his father.
Yeah.
And obviously he's Swear Engine from fucking.
Awesome, yeah.
Yeah, Deadwood. And he does like an English accent sometimes.
A little bit.
Like he kind of goes in and out.
Yeah.
And then he like just talks like this motherfucker, like cocksucker, like Swear Engine.
Yeah.
Kind of. But then like into an English accent and then kind of not. And then the movie bounces a lot and stuff. I haven't finished it, but it looks tight.
Is his character for Hellboy pretty much his Jim Harper or Jim Hooper? Hopper?
In a way, yeah, Hopper, you're right.
Cocky, like, man's man.
Yeah, but also, like, struggling with the fact that, like, his father went to kill him at the beginning because he was a part of, like, a monster hunting club.
Yeah.
And then he was, like, and then he sent him to kill giants with these people and they basically try to kill him.
Okay.
And he's dealing with, like, that kind of thing of, like, I'm a monster looking inward,
you know?
So he goes through, like, kind of like a teenager-esque, like, meltdown in a way. There's funny parts to it. For the most part,
yeah.
It's like kind of cheese. Right now, I'd say I give it like a 6.
Yeah,
but the shit that like happens, like he fights a fucking a vampire bat.
Yeah.
At the beginning in a wrestling ring because the dude was like a lucha wrestler.
Yeah,
and he takes off his mask and then ears grow. Like the CGI looks cool. It's neat.
It's fucking tight.
Yeah, it's.
I do want to see it when it's out.
It next week that see? It comes out. Yeah,
that's two good ones.
Yeah, well, Brightburn, I think you will fucking love. Like,
that'd be a fun week.
That kid's good, man. Well, you're going to be gone. You're going to be in Michigan.
No, I'm saying, like, when I come home. I got the whole Wizzeekend.
Zing, zing.
Right. I watched not considering it as something I, like, watched, but I watched a documentary about Juggalo Gathering. It sobers you, you know? It takes you down to, like, the real earth of man.
When I was in Leota, TR hit me up, and he's like, so I'm contacting, like, the agents that handle the gathering.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
You mean the hippie fest?
And he was like, I basically wrote to them that we're all huge Juggalos and we're fans. Yeah, like Ninja.
Ninja, yeah. Fucking Hatchetman for days, bro.
And we're like, they're like, we're so happy that the Juggalos are expanding into pop punk. And, like, got back to him and was like, we'll definitely consider you for later years. Almost got to play the gathering.
Son of a... Dude, they'd have thrown rocks.
That, no way. That
you wouldn't have been dressed up, dude.
I would have been like...
You put on face paint?
Oh,
Shaggy 2 Dope, or are you going with Violent J?
Down to clown, son.
Twisted.
Yeah, I would be...
Fago throwing.
Oh, dude, I'd have fucking JNCOs on with fucking 3 liters in my back pocket.
You guys are ruining my guitar strings with your Fago.
Oh, my God, yeah, my guitar's toast. Yeah. It's just covered
I'll
in fucking
this away.
Mountain mist.
Go buy a fucking first act for the gig.
There you go. The gig. The gathering is a gig. But yeah, anyways.
Were you really excited to?
Fuck, that would have been the most insane experience ever.
You probably wouldn't have made it.
Do you know what those people are like?
I don't. I've just told you I'm watching documentaries about them.
Yeah, that's true.
I've watched one about like the Queen of the Juggalettes, and I've watched one about the fucking like culture of like just recorded by them. Then there's other ones where people have gone into the gathering and been
a documentary. How many fucking documentaries have you watched?
There's
on
like three. But the one about the Juggalettes is really fucking sad, man. Like, it's like, it's rough. She's like, I mean, yeah, sometimes like if you're showing off too much, you could get, you know, taken advantage of all over the place. I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like a good group of people.
And
don't
the
get
girl
me wrong.
Was like, oh no, to win the like bikini contest, I had to put the microphone somewhere. I was like, down your throat?
I hope.
Nope.
In your hand?
Nope.
Did you have to hold the microphone?
No, this filthy hot microphone that's been thrown around all day
and
at the Juggalo
by.
Fest. Whoop, ow, right up in there. Right on the old. Uh-huh. And she's like, and looking back, like, I wish I didn't have to do that, but here we are. I'm 2009 champion.
2009. When was this made?
Oh, this was like her recalling when she had one, but it was like a 2015 like gathering she was at.
So she's still claiming it?
She's still hanging. Well, no, she like still walks around and she can still be like, 09 Juggalette winner.
When was this on?
It's just all YouTube. Like, you just type in different stuff and you'll find them. There's like 25 documentaries about that thing.
Jesus.
It is rough.
Yeah. Huh. But, I mean, could you imagine Leota full fucking guard?
Oh, you guys would have been hilarious, and, like, you would have had a blast.
I mean, oh, God, insane. Anyways, what else you see? That's all I've seen.
The best crime thriller FBI surfer movie ever made.
Wow, that's a fucking...
Point Break.
Yeah, okay.
You got your boy Gary Busey. You got the Keanu. You got fucking Patrick Swayze.
I don't know if I've seen Point Break.
It's so dope. It's so dope.
Yeah?
I love this movie. Fucking hilarious.
You, like, could come over and you're like, I just got done watching Point Break. God damn it.
Dude, the dead presidents are what they dress up as presidents, yeah, in suits, and they go and rob banks. And, like, their entire philosophy is actually very, it's, there's an Honest trailer on it, and it's like, the surfing Buddha god himself, Patrick Swayze. And because his whole mentality is, like, live life extreme, I want to live an endless summer. I only rob out of the drawers. I don't take insured money, or I don't take uninsured money, and I just want to live my life on the beach. This is a way to do it and still feel a rush.
Right, right, right.
He's like, we don't hurt people. Like, we run in hard, get it, go. And we're never greedy. We're in and out in 60 seconds. And the FBI's like, God damn it. How can we find them? And fucking Gary Busey is like, I think they're surfers, bro. And Keanu's like, well, I'm from West Point, and I don't know if I want to be, like, trying to go undercover with some surfers.
I don't know if I could pull it off, well, brah.
It's funny because his name's Johnny Utah in the movie, and he played for Ohio State, hurt his knee. So then he decided to join the FBI.
It's the replacement.
Obviously. And so when he comes into the fucking department, at the beginning, he's a normal, like, straight-laced, like, cop guy. He's not like, hey, what's up? He's very like, hi, my name's Johnny Utah. I want to, you know, let's catch some robbers. And then they're like, you got to go undercover with these guys. By the end of it, when he's even, like, in rooms with just FBI agents, he's like, you guys want to take it easy on me, bros? And they're like, no one to fuck around. Like, you're not undercover right now. You're in the building.
Yeah, he just actually changes.
Yeah, you're just in the meeting. And he's like, what, bruh?
Was that, like, on Hulu?
Yeah, I think so.
I think
it's,
I saw that.
It's sweet,
because I almost asked if you wanted to do Testatonio on that.
Point
but...
Break is bad. I've probably seen this movie like 10 times. It's badass, dude. And it's got the chick from League of Their Own in it. Tank Girl?
Oh, right on. Yeah,
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 she's,
yeah,
fucking great,
Tank,
too.
Tank Girl. Nice. I always thought that was Gwen Stefani when I was, like,
yeah,
younger.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same character.
Yeah. What do you get Point Break?
Oh, like a 9.
90
fucking
pimpacks.
Good one, dude. Dude, they go skydiving twice, once without a parachute.
Well,
crazy.
How did they...
Yeah, you'd
spoilers.
Have to watch it,
yeah,
and find,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
out.
You're,
you
right,
dumb,
right,
dumb.
Is that the last one?
Besides, yeah.
Yep. All right. Let's hop into Testatoni.
Restaroni.
Con Air.
All right.
Dude. By the way, lasagna update. How was that?
Oh, it was good. It needed reheated.
Sure.
I had to cut the core out of it.
Right.
And the edges were pretty charred. Beyond that, it gave me a little heartburn, but I loved it.
I noticed that the noodles were, like, all sticking up and had no sauce. I'm like, well, those are going to be just hard as rocks.
Oh, it was like razor blades. I just
roof of your mouth. It's like I ate fucking Captain Crunch. This sucked.
Have you ever eaten glass? It's delicious, though. It's delicious marinara.
Similar to the lasagna. Right on.
No, I loved it and appreciated it. And
yeah,
your, I don't know, love trumping logic was also wonderful. Like, your idiocy just, like, you were just like, my boy's gonna get candles, boop boop,
and I ruined
nothing
it.
Weird about that.
That was the best, like, $17 I ever spent. Not the lasagna wasn't 17, but in all,
yeah,
for the bang and the candles and the lasagna. Yeah. All right, so Testatoni, we watched Con Air,
dude.
John Malkovich, and I did end up watching. I watched it this morning. That's
the
why.
The Malk, dude.
Dude, okay, so I didn't
Cyrus
remember
that
John.
The freaking virus.
Dude, there's a fucking line in that. He's like, Sai, please. He's like, please, Sai. He's like, Anara, and then throws a cigarette and lights the dude on fire.
Yeah.
I was like.
Yeah, the dude, Tourette, or whatever his name is, the
dude,
fucking Spanish dude.
Yeah, I was like, there's no way that John Malkovich. Anara.
Oh. When they hired him for this, they were like, John, it's a big paycheck.
Dude, but, like, I looked up his movies before that, and I'm like, they were kind of artsy and shit, but, like, the next year, Man in the Iron Mask. Like, it's not like he was making good choices.
I wonder if he was just like, I want these big blockbuster paychecks.
I guess. Because
the art wasn't paying.
Maybe, but good. I'm like, this dude is, like, a tour de force actor, and he is fucking awful.
Oh,
in
it's
this.
Hilarious.
So, I'm sure everyone knows what Con Air is. Fucking. But I forgot that John Malkovich was in it. I forgot that fucking.
Dave Chappelle.
Well, yeah. I didn't. Josie mentioned that. She's like, this cast is insane.
Yeah.
And fucking. God damn it. The main cop.
Buscemi?
Guy.
Oh. John Cusack.
Cusack, yeah. I did not remember that. I only remember fucking Nick Cage running in slow-mo with fire behind
him.
That's Larkin. The only thing I remembered about it.
Dude, Cameron Poe, like FBI agent Larkin.
So Josie told me this. That's American Badass, the song by Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Was written about Cameron Poe.
No.
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
That's so weird.
He was just like, I fucking love this guy.
Dude, Kid Rock's just like, I relate so much to this badass good dude.
Dude, he chose to put that accent on his character willingly.
And Josie also told me this. She's like fucking IMDb. Well, she was looking at IMDb. He stayed in Alabama for 3 weeks.
Yeah. He was like, I think this guy needs to be Southern.
And apparently didn't learn fucking how to do the accent.
No, because like, I'm going to show you God does exist.
Drop,
I was like,
put Forrest the bunny Gump? Back. Put the bunny back. All right, put it back.
Hey, let her go or the bunny gets it.
Oh, my God. John Malkovich again. I was
put a gun to a bunny on a fucking plane.
Dude, like he's like, guess you missed your connecting flight. That was before the, Anara. Wow.
Dude, Dave Chappelle. It's nothing but fucking jokes about everyone's ethnicity. Like he's hilarious. He's like the Indian dude, the Native American guy.
Yeah.
He says a different shitty thing to him every time there's a scene. He's like, how? Oh, don't bury me at Wounded Knee. He's like, hey, Sequoia. Like literally won't stop. Like,
yeah.
Oh, man. It's so fucking funny. It's wild how 90s that is.
Yeah. I was like, was this Michael Bay? This feels like Michael Bay. It wasn't.
It just feels like it.
It feels like Michael Bay.
I think they're like, let's do Michael Bay with Nick Cage.
Because it felt like fucking Bad Boys.
Like Ving Rhames, like all of them were like wild.
Danny
like,
Trejo.
It was a
Johnny 23 explaining his cast. Fucking, oh my God. I was like, Jesus, this is hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, the movie is a blast to watch. The 10-minute crash
it's
of the
so
plane
funny.
On the fucking Las Vegas Strip, I was like, this is a 10-minute plane crash. Like, we're just watching it go through everything you've ever known about fucking
hilarious.
Las Vegas.
Fucking hilarious. And then I'm like, by the end of it, I'm like, okay, so we've seen someone, we've seen plane, we've seen helicopter, we've seen fucking crash, we've seen fire truck engine. We've
I was about
seen,
to say that's like, what, like when they were
motorcycles,
the high speed chase after the plane crash. I was like, well, what could they use? Ah, a fire truck.
Ah, a fire truck. Oh, with the hose.
Yeah,
using the hose and the ladder for action.
That's funny because I was like, I don't think that they don't have water on them. They have to hook up to a fucking. And they're like, she's like, yeah, I actually read in the like bloopers that like the fire truck you can't. One, you can't do it when the ladder's like that.
Yeah.
And two, they don't have water in them, so there'd be nothing.
Nope.
He tries to drown. John Cusack tries to drown a guy that fucking is driving the car.
Yeah, I'm going to drown you piece of shit for
Jesus
driving.
Jesus Christ.
Because he's like, pull over.
Yeah.
I'll get him to pull over by dying.
No, he was like, sure, how about this? And then he like jerks. Oh, God.
That guy's funny.
It's so bad. And then they had all the cards at the end
Swamp
of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had all the cards at the end of the movie of like the actors. I was like, they don't even need to roll the fucking credits.
No. It's wild. That movie is fucking wild.
It's insane. She also told me that she knows a lot about Con Air.
Jesus.
John Cusack hated working on this movie and will not talk about
it.
He
doesn't look like he belongs in this movie.
At all. And I was like, he's bad. Everyone is bad in this.
Dude, the DEA agent that fucks everything up.
Yeah.
Every line in this movie is the most like moronic bullshit you could like everything logical he's like fuck it do it
yeah no he's like we're gonna shoot that plane down he's like I can by any means necessary I can avenge my friend DEA agent he's like what
are you babbling about he's like fuck it fire
yeah we're hop on the choppers
we're missile lock he's like get in his way
yeah
only dude. Once though only get in his way once
John Cusack can fly helicopters fucking ride motorcycles it was just wild and I like how they're like hey redneck check out the fucking why the wheels won't come up and he's like oh I found Dave Chappelle dead in the wheel
well.
Oh, found
pinball.
Pinball.
I like pinball. And he's like, you didn't mean all that shit. He's like, hell yes, I did. Give me that. After he takes the gun from him.
Yeah, there's so much cringy, amazing shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost
there's cringy jokes about, like, rape, murdering children, like, all kinds of crazy
Steve
shit.
Steve Buscemi actually was really good. He was like, you call it killing 30 people and saying he's like, I call working 50 hours a week for 50 years and staying at the same desk.
Semantics,
He's like, yeah, he's like, semantics. And he's just like, it's my daughter's birthday today, so please just stop talking to me.
Stop saying that shit.
Yeah. I was like, what does it matter? It's your daughter's birthday. Who cares?
Two men went
he's
down,
like,
one man came back.
Yeah, he's
can
like,
can you please?
I drove around Alabama for 3 days with a woman's head on my as a hat.
Feel free. to just not share that shit with me. And he's just like, all right.
And he's like, yeah, I mean,
I think his role, didn't ask. I got 10% of him. I wish there was a movie about Garland Green. That'd be pretty fucking dope.
Love that you know his name, Garland Green.
Yeah, dude.
Cameron Poe, Pinball.
I know them all, thing. Dude. I know
Cyrus
them all.
The Virus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie's rough. I give it like a solid 6 because it's definitely...
Dude, it's like... It's a fun time.
There's a rewatchability to it. It's not good.
Every 7 years.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, but 7? Yeah.
I used to watch this movie all the time as a kid.
Me too.
And I didn't remember it like at all. Like, there's certain movies that like I watch constantly and just completely blacked out. Yeah. Cliffhanger, I only remember the beginning. Watch that movie all the time.
Dude, I'm the same. I remember there's a helicopter thingy at the end, but it's very... Blurry.
Vague, yeah. I remember a lot of mountains.
Yeah.
All
oh,
right.
God, yeah.
So
I'd say 6.5.
Wow.
Give five a, more. Yeah, 0.5 more.
Five. All right. So movie of the week. We watch Lords of Chaos.
I call it Lords of Stabbing.
Holy shit. Okay. So if you've not seen this movie, it takes place in the Netherlands.
Yep.
And it is about the birth of Norwegian death metal.
Yep.
And it is so wild to see how, like, they kind of, like, fake it till we make it, but we're not faking it, but we are, but we're doing all this shit to get publicity.
Like, what's the level we want to be at?
Like, we keep making these steps that are, like, fucking, like, way higher. Like, we're murdering people now.
Yeah.
Rory Culkin is fucking incredible.
Oh, wonderful.
Val Kilmer's son is the original singer of the band that kills himself, Death.
Dude, Dead is a crazy
kid. Dead, my bad, yeah.
Kid.
Yeah, like, and, oh, my God. So, it's on Hulu. I don't really want to talk about it all that much, except for the fact that, like, definitely worth a watch.
It's insane.
It's so fucked up. And, like, I love it at the beginning. It's, like, based on truth, lies, and other shit.
Yeah.
It's just, like, okay. But then, like, the shit that does happen, it's so sad. It is one of the most brutal things ever.
Yeah.
The kid that plays, I can't remember his name. He was, like, the poser.
Yeah,
at the
I forget
beginning,
his name, too.
But he was in... The Place Beyond the Pines. He was the fucked up son.
Yeah.
Like the one that was always trying to do ecstasy and like drugs. Yeah. Yeah, he's that dude. That kid's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Everyone in this movie, it feels so real. And the gore and the things that happen feel so real.
The gore.
And
I
personal.
Mean,
and like the mixing of it. Everything about it is ultra fucked.
The intimacy of like the savagery, like things that are pain and violence are so gory and personal and scary.
Fucking, there's a Skarsgård in the movie.
Yeah.
Like that tall weirdo that fucking tries to kills the gay guy.
Honestly, it's fucking wild. Like any scene with stabbing or slicing is some of the worst like gore I'm like so cringy.
Like I
was like, most cameras pull away when this movie's like, no, drag it all the way down the arm
for sure,
and then push it in a little and then pull it out. I'm like, what the fuck?
The practical effects mixed with CGI was like done like perfectly. It looks realistic.
It feels raw.
Real. Yeah, like it's weird. Like it's what it's like the same feeling that you got like watching Faces of Death.
Yeah.
That's how this like whole movie feels, with a really neat like perspective into like this like metalhead that's literally just trying to brand himself.
Yeah, just trying to create like what he calls true Norwegian death metal when everyone else is posers, but there's a band that had done it before him
and
he idolized.
And not only that, like it's so weird because he's like, dude, we're gonna be famous off this. This is all I ever wanted. He's like, but you're a poser if you want to be famous.
Correct.
He contradicts himself throughout the entire movie.
He's like, you've never been able to do anything 100%.
Okay, so fun facts. There's documentaries about
Mayhem
this.
Mayhem is a huge story.
So the singer,
Dead, the first one?
No, the new one, the church burner.
Yeah, Varn.
That dude is fucking out of prison.
Oh, he's alive and well. Yeah, he's hanging out, chatting about what he thinks of the film.
It's insane.
Like talking about like the fucking things that he did or did not do and how it went down in his opinion. That's why it's all like bullshit. Because it's like.
It's, dude, man, this movie, it's so neat, because, like, it's interesting, it takes, like, I was so engaged, and I, like, but also so thrown off by the gore, because it felt like a horror movie, but it wasn't, it felt like, suspense and thriller, but also, like, fucking super interesting shit, and then, like, heartbreaking and sad, I mean, this movie, like, 10.
Yeah.
10
but
deep
impacts. Also, like, when I saw it, I was like, Paul is going to fucking love like the content, the vibe, like the fucking
just
growth of a band,
how
like
they
everything.
Show the fucking young like volatile years of like trying to prove yourself as something that you're not because you all like live at home and but you're trying to come across as like fucking,
mom, I'm dark and brooding, bitch.
Well, not even that, just like, hey, going out, mom, all right, and like, oh, where's my fucking knife? And like,
but
this
as soon
shit.
As he leaves the house, he's like, I have two knives, guys, let's roll.
Yeah, like, I just want to feel like it is to stab someone. Go ahead and do it. Rory Culkin fucking kills it. Every actor in it's great.
I love like how he also speaks about, like, he's like, well, I don't care about your fandom. I don't care about touring. Touring's for fucking posers that want, like, you know, they want the smiley fucking dream. Like, that's not us, bro. We're dark. We're evil. We're fucking sad.
And what's funny is that then he's like, we can tour off this. He's like, I thought you didn't want a fucking tour.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude.
Well, but, like, in the end, bros, like, we got to do something else. And they're like, no.
The whole thing with the new singer that comes about and Rory Culkin's character.
Yeah, Varg. And
every Varg, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. Every time they interact, it's fucking unnerving.
Especially because you see an evolution of that Varg character so much. It's so wild.
And it's so well done, though, too. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. Like, I don't know. I was over the moon about this movie.
It was,
and it's really dark and fucked up, but dude, like it's perfect for
what
it is.
And it's a semi-true story of this band's origin. At least the first part is guaranteed fucking how it happened,
right?
And there's no way to dispute
it. Made me
how certain people like did stuff.
It made me want to watch every documentary about Mayhem.
Yeah, it's wild.
Not really listen to their music, but watch every documentary.
Their music is fucking depressing. Like, really, like, I'm gonna take a fucking sludge nap.
Yeah.
Like, then I'm going to wake up from the alarm of the scream.
All right. So, what'd you give it?
Oh, it's a 10 as well. It's a fantastic
fucking that was such a good fucking call thing, on your part. Yeah. Way to go. Next week will
Thank
probably
you.
Not be like
Let's
that.
Let's see if we can match that fun.
Con Air and fucking Lords of Chaos dude, was a fucking solid week.
I'd say that was one of the best combos ever.
For sure. So, Tessa Tony next week is going to be Dante's Peak.
Oh, dude. Another classic.
Dude, I'm stoked. And then, movie of the week, we're going to do Harsh Times with Christian Bale.
Oh, dude, I think he's incarcerated.
Yeah,
bro.
It looks like he's in jail. These are both on Hulu, so watch along with us if you would like. And until next time, go burn books or churches.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.